Well, more grace, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. We're so grateful to be in the land of the living, for the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. Well, grace be unto every one of you, and peace be multiplied this morning. Amen. This is Pastor J.R. Butler, the senior associate pastor for Kingdom City Church. Amen. Standing in the gap for our set man, a visionary, and the keeper of the gate. Amen. Pastor. Amen. Overseer Brian Kern Jr. I'm delighted to be able to, amen, stand in the gap and make up the hedge and to cause him to rest, even though he's praying, but to cause him to have some rest this morning. He's praying with us. Amen. But I'm going to become an extended voice of our shepherd, our set man, and our visionary. And we're getting ready to go before his majesty, amen, with an air of expectation and anticipation that God's going to flex his muscle this morning, throw his weight around, and he's going to show himself mighty in our behalf. Why? Because we're going to do what, amen, he said in 1 John 5, amen, and 14 through 15. That is, this is the confidence that we have in him, that whatsoever things we ask according to his will, he hears. And if we know that he hears, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Amen. I'm excited this morning, amen, for the pastor and how he has used this as a springboard to thrust us into the pool of prayer so that we might come out being effective and efficient, hallelujah, and making an impact and an unerasable mark on the powers of darkness in the courts of hell, and that we might also be a strength to those that are weak. Hallelujah. We're standing this morning. We are coming this morning. We are going before his majesty's presence this morning. And we are going, not even hoping, not just desiring, but we're going, amen, in faith, because the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and then that he's a rewarder, what? Of those that diligently seek him. Then the Bible said, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. So we're grateful to every one of you that have made it your assignment, hallelujah, to first of all hearken to the call, the clarion call to pray, and you've made it your assignment and placed yourself in the place of responsibility to be found in your assignment, and that is men should always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. We're going before his majesty this morning, and we're going to go before his majesty with thanksgiving and praise. Last night, the man of God, amen, took us, amen, into heights, amen, of grandeur and glory through the word of God, and we consummated it in praise and in worship. The Lord spoke to me this morning and said, when you come before me, before you ask one thing, before you make one request, before you make, amen, one petition, amen, acknowledge me. The Bible said when we pray, hallelujah, that we should say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, holy is your name. Reverence is your name. Majestic is your name. Powerful is your name. Amen. And then we adore, we exalt, we magnify, we extol, and we esteem his name high. Hallelujah. He already knows what we stand in need of. So this morning, before we do anything, what we're going to do is acknowledge him. We're going to, amen, come before his presence with thanksgiving. We're coming before his presence with praise, and we're going to be thankful unto him. Hey, glory, amen, because he's good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. David said, I will bless the Lord when? At all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. The Bible said the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So we're going to go before his presence. We're going to acknowledge him for the great things that he has already done, because he has done great things wherein we are glad. So therefore, we're going to praise him in Jesus' mighty, mighty, majestic name. Hallelujah. So I want you to amen, bless God, lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of a miracle, We bless you with the fruit of our lips. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your name. We acknowledge that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray right there. Lamb of God in heaven, hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. God, we exalt your name because it is good unto the saints. Father, we realize that now we laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. Father, and we thank you, Lord God, that as we slumbered and slept, you kept us, Lord Jesus Christ, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Therefore, we owe you praise, and we come to pay our vow. You said, pay our vows unto the Lord. We bless you this morning. Before we ask one thing, before we make one solicitation, before we, Lord, make any request, we want to acknowledge that you have done for us great things, wherein we are glad. Ha! Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let them do it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. For once have we heard, and twice have it been spoken, that power, it belongs to you. And therefore, God, we bless you with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your majestic, your mighty, matchless name. There's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. You alone are God. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord, and great to be praised. Hallelujah. And the mountain of your holiness. Hallelujah. Beautiful for a situation is the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion the size of the north? Hallelujah. The city of the great king. Be glorified, thou king of glory. Be magnified. Be exalted, thou majestic, matchless wonder. Hallelujah. You are majestic. You are magnificent. You are mighty. You are, Lord, marvelous. And you are altogether lovely. And therefore, Lord God, we come and we praise you. We thank you, Lamb of God, because there's none like you, none to be compared with you. You alone are God, and you said you're God by yourself. Therefore, we come, Lord God, and we acknowledge that it is in you. Not ourselves, but it is in you we live, we move, and we have our being. We bless you this morning, Lord God, because had it not been for you, we would have been consumed. Hallelujah. We give you glory now, Lord, because, Lord, despite what the enemy may have prepared for us, Father, you shut it down, and we give you glory and praise. Father, thank you that you have given us a man of God. You have given us, Lord, leader. You have given us, Lord Jesus Christ, a visionary that helps us, that drives us, that pushes us, that, Lord, motivates us, hallelujah, and teaches us, show us thy way. Oh, glory. We bless you for it. God, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. We don't take it as it's for naught, but we're appreciative and we're grateful for the great things that you have done. For you have done great things wherein we are glad. And therefore, Father, we let you know now, hallelujah, we appreciate you, your majesty. We exalt you, thou king of glory, thou prince of life. You are the king eternal, immortal, invisible. You are the only wise God, our savior, to whom be power, majesty, might, dominion, both now, henceforth, and forevermore, world without end, throughout eternity. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. Glory to God, because we give you glory, because you are the bread of life. You are the meat of hunger. You are the water of thirst. Hallelujah. You are the heartbeat of the church. We bless you. Oh, be magnified. Receive our praise. Receive our praise. Let it be a sweet savor that, Lord, resonates into your nostrils. Let it be a sweet savor, Lord God, that makes you happy. You said that you inhabit, you dwell, you walk within, you find a place of abode. Hallelujah. Among Lord Jesus Christ, our praises. You said you dwell. Hallelujah. You inhabit the praises of the saints. So, Lamb of God, reign. Reign in the midst of us. Reign, King eternal, immortal, invisible. We bless you, Lord, and we acknowledge this morning, Lord, it is not our, Lord, ADT. It was not our, Lord, security system. It was not Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In it, Lord Jesus Christ, security that we had. It was not the ring system on the door. It was not the lights. It was not Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Any weapons that we had in our home. But God, you decreed and declared, and Psalms 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except you watch over the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you that in the sixth trouble, you help us. In the seventh trouble, you deliver our soul. We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. For being the keeper of our soul, and you that keepeth us neither slumber. Hey, glory. Woo. Neither slumber nor sleep. So, God, we thank you now that, Father, despite what has come out, despite what the enemy has plot and planned, despite, Lamb of God, what the enemy has perused and plundered, hallelujah, and set, hallelujah, in a rage to hurt the saints, we give you glory. Father, we are kept by the power of God. Hallelujah, through faith. Hallelujah, that not of ourselves, but of you. Glory, we give you praise. We give you praise. Glory to God. Be exalted, Master. Be exalted. Magnificent wonder. Be exalted. Hallelujah, Lamb of the tribe of Judah. Be exalted. He that walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. Be exalted. Hallelujah, the keeper of the gate. Be exalted. Hallelujah, him who our soul loveth. Be exalted. Hallelujah, thou, amen, lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. Hallelujah, you are. Hallelujah, bless God. He who our soul loveth. And we thank you right now. You are the Lord Jesus, shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep. You are the chief apostle. Glory be to God. You are the comforter. Hallelujah. You are the Lord Jesus Christ, teacher. Hey, God, we bless you. God, we exalt you. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Right there, I want everybody to praise him. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Every one of you. Hallelujah. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Ha! Yeah. Woo, glory. Let it be in your mouth, Mashunapad. Hallelujah. It's a two-edged sword. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Arise in our homes. Arise on our job this morning. Arise in our family situation. Arise, Lamb of God, in the minds of your people this morning. Arise. Stand up, King of Glory, in us and take your rightful place on our throne. Stand up in our minds. Higher court, eternity be on side. Come on, praise him. Come on, lift your voices and bless him. He know what we're getting ready to ask you. But before you ask anything, hallelujah, bless him. Bless him. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come in his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Amen, and bless his name, because the Lord is good, and his mercy, and his mercy, and his mercy. Now let KCC say, and his mercy endures forever. God, we thank you for a new mercy. Mercy we haven't seen ever. Mercy we knew nothing about. God, we got something new that was never existing before. Even though, Lord God, you know everything, but you gave us something this morning that we have never experienced out of all the things that we have gotten from you, your majesty. Hallelujah. You woke us up with a new mercy this morning. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We got a new mercy this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that old things have passed away. All things are become new. We thank you, Lord God, for a mercy, Lord, that has given us, Lord Jesus, as a step to step out of the state of depression, oppression, discouragement. Hallelujah. Low self-esteem. A new mercy this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. We embrace it. We magnify. We wrap ourselves around it. We thank you for it. We wallow in it. We glorify you for it. A mercy that we've never seen. A mercy that we've never known. Thank you for new mercy. Father, despite our bloopers and blunders, our shortcomings, our failures, and yea, even our sins on last night, yesterday, yesterweek, yestermonth, and yesteryear, Master, oh God, we thank you for a new new mercy this morning. Thank you. Your mercies are new this morning. Mercy, God. And we thank you for the ability to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain this mercy and find the necessary grace to help us in the very time of need. Thank you for it. We magnify you for it. We exalt you for it. We lift you up for it. We bless you for it. We appreciate you. And we want you to know, God, hallelujah, we don't take it for granted. But God, we thank you, hallelujah, from the very depths of our being. Hallelujah. Thank you for this great grace that you have rested upon the church. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. For the next 15 seconds, saints of God, open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. Show him how much you bless him for what he's already done before you ask him to do anything. Show him about what God says. Glory for what he's already done. We thank you. We bless you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. For being so good. Hallelujah. God, you said in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth, no matter what happens to the church. Hallelujah. That even though many may be the afflictions of the righteous, you shall deliver us out of them all, according to Psalm 34:19. And we thank you in advance, Lord, that you're nigh unto them that is of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. We give you praise for it in the matchless, majestic, magnificent, magnanimous, and marvelous name of his majesty, Lord Jesus the Christ, Son of the living God, Prince of Life. Hallelujah. Gloom blessed, the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach unto. We marvel in you. What a mighty God we serve. Glory. Busha Kamasa. In the name of Jesus. My God, we bless him this morning. We praise him this morning for the great things that he has done. He has done great things for us, wherein we are glad. I don't know about you all, saints, but I am stirred. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm stirred, and that stirred is going to produce, hallelujah, a change. I'm tired of just being stirred, but amen, I want to be stirred and changed. And this prayer that prophet, amen, and our pastor, amen, is pushing, forcing some of us into, amen, we ought to embrace it and thank God. The Bible said, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. Bless God. So we're thanking God for the foundation that is being laid. Hallelujah. And another foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, the blessed. Listen, this is going to be one of our prayer points. Amen. We're praying against the spirit of sabotage. The spirit of sabotage. That's right. We're coming against the spirit of sabotage in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54 and verse number 17. The Bible declares, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee, hallelujah, in judgment thou shalt condemn. Did you hear that? In judgment thou shalt condemn. Not just God condemn it, we condemn it, because our mouthpiece is an extended voice of heaven. Why? Because we are the righteousness of God. We become the mouthpiece, hallelujah, between heaven and earth. Are you listening to me today? Hallelujah. So the Bible said that every tongue, hallelujah, we shall, every tongue that rise up in judgment, we shall condemn it. This is the, oh, glory, glory. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Lift your right hand up. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to confess this in Jesus' mighty name. Say, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come in the authority and the power of the Spirit. Amen. Bless God of the Almighty God to dismantle, disrupt, and destroy every plot, scheme, plan and conference of the spirit of sabotage and the saboteur, every saboteur that is sitting back and plotting and sitting back in wait, how they're devising our demise, we tear it down now. We uproot every spiritual mold, hallelujah, set in KCC, set in our churches, set on our jobs. Hallelujah. What is the spiritual mold? That are those that have been sit in secretly to infiltrate, spy on, hallelujah, and gather information that may be used against you, that may be putting you in a position, hallelujah, of compromise, that finds out their intelligence gatherers, their molds. They are spiritual spies. And some have been sent in churches, on your jobs. Some, amen, bless God, in your community. The Bible calls them nosy, hallelujah, hallelujah, busybodies going about, but they're really agents of Satan, whether that's ignorant or whether they know it. So we pull down and we, bless God, dismantle and uproot every spiritual mold set in KCC, hallelujah, that goes against our senior pastor, hallelujah, Brian Kahn Jr., against the set man that has us on this line right now by the mandate and the oracles of heaven. Hallelujah, we pray, hallelujah, for spiritual illumination and discernment. Come on, we pray for spiritual illumination and discernment to not only, hallelujah, bless God, recognize, but to have boldness to confront every saboteur, hallelujah, whether spiritual or natural. And we stand now with our set man, hallelujah, overseer and keeper of the gate, senior pastor and prophet, Brian Kahn Jr., hallelujah, glory to God. For your name's sake, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We eradicate all ungodly activity. Come on, we eradicate all ungodly activity. Activity, hallelujah, and we dispatch, hallelujah, the glory of God as the agent of God in the earth. Come on, pray right there. Come on, pray right there. Father, we come against, amen, the spirit of sabotage. Hallelujah. We come against every, Lord, spirit of sabotage that would have been sent to destroy, that which has been sent to downtrodden and overthrow the works, the destiny of your people, the destiny of everyone on this land this morning. Hallelujah. We come against sabotage that would sabotage their prayer life, sabotage, hallelujah, their hunger for you, sabotage the work of the ministry, sabotage relationships that you are causing to build, sabotage unity. We come against every plot and the conference, and we interrupt, hallelujah, the conference table of the enemy, and we decree and declare for the mold that have been dispatched by spiritual darkness. Hallelujah, we expose you. We expose you. And not only do we expose you, but we relinquish you. We banish you from our presence. And we decree and declare your eyes are blinded. Your ears are stopped. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability, hallelujah, that we shall, Lord Jesus Christ, judge, hallelujah, bless God, every ungodly conversation we tied up, we bind it up, and we decree and declare every saboteur, everyone sent on assignment, everyone that have been sent to disrupt, hallelujah, dismantle the work of KCC, hallelujah, bless God, our leader, and Lord, his assignment, and his call, hallelujah, his vision, we command it to cease now. Be overthrown, be overthrown, be overthrown, be uprooted, ha, 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 be uprooted now. Now, come on, pray. Come on now. Be uprooted now. Be thrown down now. Hallelujah, we pluck you up and we do not, hallelujah, compromise with you. we pull you down and we sabotage the saboteur. We go into the enemy's camp now. Father, we thank you for the word that you've given us through our set man, that Father, we are in the world. Hallelujah, which is the enemy's place. You call him the prince of the power of the air. You call him the God of this world. Hallelujah. You said that the prince of this world cometh, but he find nothing in me. So Lord, while we are in his domain, we stand up with a backbone of iron and a face of flint, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, not only do no weapon formed against us prosper, but we come against every tongue that rise against us in judgment. We condemn it now. Hallelujah. We take authority as the agents of heaven, as ambassadors for Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, and we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge and decree and declare that the work that you have set, the work you have established, the work that you have called, hallelujah, us to do, shall come to fruition, shall come to pass. La Rocco, living dosha pyre. Come on and pray. Come on and come and not talk. Pull that sabotage down. Sabotage that's trying to sabotage your children, trying to sabotage your family, trying to sabotage, trying to bring confusion in your mind. Pull it down. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. My God, I feel his presence here. Hallelujah. I feel his presence by the power of a miracle. Our next prayer, real quickly, we're going to pray that God would clothe us with the spirit of prayer. We're praying that God would clothe us with the very spirit of prayer. According to Luke 18 and 1, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He spake a parable unto them. You know the scripture. To this end, that men should always pray and not faint. And then 1 Thessalonians, I believe, hallelujah, 5 and 7. Declares that we should pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean, hallelujah, so much your physical posture as it means your spiritual posture, and amen, bless God, the state and posture of your mind. Hallelujah, that's the only way you pray without ceasing, that you have an attitude of gratitude. You have an attitude of prayer. Hallelujah, that you're mindful, you're witty, hallelujah, of God's presence at all times. Therefore, you are in communion with him. So let Let's pray. Lift your right hand before his majesty. Hey, warrior, high, hey, come on, Montoya. Hallelujah. Say, Lamb of God, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity that you have granted unto us to commune with you. Yes, hallelujah, by the vehicle of prayer. We thank you for the desire that you have placed into our bosom to come boldly before your throne to honor you, worship you, adore you, praise you, and make our requests and petitions known unto you. Because we understand, come on, lift that hand, say it. Because we understand that no man can come unto you except the Spirit draws him. We bless you, hallelujah. Cause us, we pray, to delight ourselves in you. As we come into your presence, let us feel your heartbeat and the burden you have for souls to be saved and for the people who are hurting. Hallelujah. Amen. Let them feel the love of God through us. Teach us, Lamb of God, how to effectively and efficiently pray the prayer that will effectively avail much. Come on, let's pray right there. Thank you. Clothe us with a spirit of prayer. Glory to God. You said men should always pray and not faint. Let a spirit of prayer overtake us now. Let it permeate. Let it saturate. Let it reverberate in our spirit. Come on, for the next 15 seconds before I get off of here. Come on. God, give us a spirit of prayer. Thank you for raising your people up. Cause them, Lord God, to become snipers in the spirit. Cause us to have laser focus prayer. Prayers, Lord Jesus Christ, as laser focus, that we're not shooting spaghetti, throwing it spaghetti on the wall. Hallelujah, shooting shotgun prayers, hoping to hit something, but it's directed. It is purposeful. It is target laser. It is laser, Lord Jesus, targeted on the Lord Jesus target. It is precision. It is accurate. Hallelujah. God, cause it to be, Lord Jesus, infused with fervor and passion. Let it be infused with enthusiasm and motivation. Cause it to be effectual. Let it be fervent, burning, boiling prayer. Hungry to be on shout. Put it up, balance. Glory. Stir these prayer warriors again. Stir these men of God to be ones to stand, Lord Jesus Christ, between the porch and the altar and cry, spare the people. Stir your handmaiden of the Lord. Hallelujah. To come before you. Stir, Lamb of God, us up until we cannot sleep, until we've entered the portals of heaven. Hallelujah. Through the vehicle of prayer. Father, you said nothing will happen down here until we stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We pray then. We pray for the lost. We pray for the weary. We pray for the hurting. We pray for that abused woman right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we stand for that abused child, and we disrupt and dismantle the confusion in the home. We hold back the hand of the one that would do a hurt and abuse to that child. We stop and interfere with the rapist in the mighty name of Jesus, and we command you cease, invade their mind, invade their thought life, master. Cause them to run, cause them to flee, fall to their knees in repentance. Let the spirit of conviction come upon them to bring conversion in the matchless, majestic, mighty name of His Majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, hallelujah, for the next 10 seconds. Just pray in the spirit as we get ready, hallelujah, to get off of here. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. Well, my God, I see time has already evaded us, my God, but I feel like continuing on. Those of you that, amen, know, bless God, that this prayer is becoming a springboard to thrust you into the pool of God's presence. Hallelujah. Give God glory as we turn it over to, amen, our shepherd and overseer, amen, Prophet Brian Conn. Come on, Pastor.
All right, so everybody, thank you for being on this line. I took this moment just to get me a little rest. You know, anybody who goes to war takes a little minute and rest. So we bless the Lord for Pastor Butler leading us in prayer on this morning. Now, again, I'll be waiting to pray with you again on this evening. You know, what I did was I went to my, I went to my, Pastor Butler, you're a military man. Where you go at to go load up for your weapons and stuff? Is it artillery? I mean, I know it's called artillery, but I don't know wherever you go to go load up for your weapons.
You go to the arms room and you go to the ammo dump.
Yeah, so y'all, I was in the ammo room and the arms room and the ammo dump. Went to go get some more ammunition so I can beat Hi-ya! That monster down some more. So we bless the Lord. Now listen, we'll be in prayer this evening. Listen, I preached a powerful word at the church in Charlotte last night. I'll be preaching that word in Houston tonight. I'll be preaching that word in Jacksonville on Thursday night. I will be in prayer with you this evening at 6 o'clock. Same time, you know, we're praying 6 a.m., 6 p.m. You know, that's 5 o'clock for Central Time. I think for folk in California, that's 3 o'clock, but 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I need you to tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters and brothers, you got to get on here early. We have over 1,000 people on this prayer line. God is doing it. God is doing it. God is doing it. We're praying. We're believing God. We're trusting Him for the supernatural. So I need you to be, because God gave me some powerful prayer points last night before I went to bed. Hallelujah. And I went to go get me some more strength and ammunition to beat that devil down. I hate the devil. He's a bastard. He don't have a father, and I hate his mother-in-law. But we're going to pray at 6 o'clock this evening. We're going to make some declaration, and we're going to see a manifestation of His power. Pray all day. Pray without ceasing. Do not stop. You listening to me? Do not give up. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep going after God in prayer. Keep beating the devil down. and keep exalting God. Jesus is Lord over Florida. He's Lord over America. He's Lord over Tennessee. He's Lord over Georgia. He's Lord over North Carolina. He's Lord over Texas. He's Lord over the UN. Halabashanda. He's Lord over Jerusalem. Jesus is Lord. Declare that today. Jesus is Lord over my finances, Lord over my son, Lord over my daughter, Lord over my wife, Lord over my husband, Lord over my brother. Jesus is Lord over my body. He's Lord over my mind. He's Lord over my belly. He's Lord over my body. Amen. That is your declaration. While you're praying, while you're pressing through, while you're shooting the enemy strategically, that is our prayer. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. And please, let's make sure we're in prayer this evening at 6 o'clock. Do not miss it. If you don't want to be blocked out, you got to make sure you call in time enough. If you don't want to be locked out, so many people are getting locked out of the prayer call because they're not calling. Prayer starts at 6. You probably want to call at about 5:55 to make sure that you get in at 5:50. But let's pray. Let's believe God for 30 days. That's what our target is. But I believe the Holy Ghost may even take us longer. But let's pray that every evil plan of the enemy, that the enemy has plotted for these next couple of weeks, the next couple of days, be dismantled because of the prayers of the righteous. I'll see you this evening in prayer. You and KCC, prayer, we got noon, every location, noonday prayer. Noonday prayer, Charlotte, noonday prayer, Jacksonville, noonday prayer, Houston. Do not miss prayer. Go to the website. We are getting so many testimonies of people. Alabasha. So many testimonies. People getting saved. Alcoholism being delivered from. Accidents being spared. I mean, there's so many testimonies of things that are happening. Promotions, breakthroughs, closing on houses. All because of prayer. You cannot be stopped when you pray. I'll look for you this evening to pray. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. More grace.